Hello, this is James.
Hey, James. John with Local Splash calling back there, sir. I'm sorry, I called the wrong number, I think.
Did you call Donna again?
I didn't call. I just reached out to this number. I was going to call to the other number, but I'm glad I got you.
Yeah, this is a personal line. No worries, though, buddy.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, my wife and I have been talking and really not seeing a lot of feedback from this, to be perfectly honest with you. And when I left you the voicemail, she already wanted me to say, all right, we need to just probably cancel and collect the domain name for $99.
Okay.
So then I got your voicemails today, but I was out in the field helping my neighbor. But I mean, the weird thing is last time I was going to cancel, I had a call. I think since I've been with you guys, I think I've had 3, referrals, and this third one that came in late last night, that I reached out to first thing this morning, hasn't confirmed yet. So I can't even technically count that as a third yet. It's weak, isn't it? For $249 a month. I mean, I don't charge insane amounts of money, but completely transparent, it ain't paying for itself.
So, no, it's not.
She told me she gets back on the 11th, and she put some with the other advertising we're doing. She said there's been a lot of payments come out of nowhere, and I guess between her and myself and the confusion because she's out of town.
Okay.
I thought Local Splash came out again at a different date. I'm like, no, honey, that always comes out on the 15th. So I got confirmation to that. So I'm glad you didn't answer on Saturday or whatever, because I was going to let you have it with wrong information. I don't like looking a fool. If I'm going to go off, I better be 100% correct.
No, for real.
So I wanted to know, I believe it was the 11th, but I mean, she told me to hold off until she gets back, which is the 11th. To see what options and I think she's possibly considering a speakerphone conversation with you because she's,
okay.
I mean, I'm smart, but she's, that's my better half. So she has better questions and she's more computer savvy. So I think she really wants to hear something before I just cancel, which is funny. You know, wives, cancel that shit. Actually, 2 days later. Hold on 1 second. For fuck's sake. And I told her, I said, I got an inquiry, but it's not on paper. I haven't received payment yet. And so she said, well, hold off. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. So, I mean, it's obviously working, but nowhere near the magnitude it should be.
Right.
So I guess what I'm asking is when would be the cutoff day to cancel and hopefully it can coincide to where you, myself, and my wife can sit down and see if there's something we can be doing a bit different on our end or something that needs to be done on your end.
Well, because more than likely it's more on us. Yeah, I'm just going to say, I mean, I got to look at, I'm looking at this account as we're talking to. So very first thing is, before I go any further into details now, the city you were born in, what was that?
Oh, for fuck's sake, Manchester.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Sorry, I just want to make sure. So the 15th is your billing cycle, and then, so that means 3 days beforehand is the cutoff date, so the 12th.
The 12th of each month.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
So that literally gives us 1 day to discuss and try and get in touch with you so I don't get billed for another month for any reason.
Correct.
That we decide to cancel.
Correct, yes, sir. And that way you're not being charged for the upcoming month. So, and there's no cancellation fees or anything like that. Now, I'm looking at a few things, like, for example, I just want to, touch base on this. So give me a keyword, because I know we took off the pools and everything. That took a little bit, actually. I'm looking at it here now.
Donna actually did that herself.
Did she really?
Yeah, that's another thing that's pretty kind of crappy, John. It's like every person I talked to and all whatever, and it was still there, And then Donna's like, because she's a busy girl. She works from home, but she's got four computers in front of her face daily, all day. So she took a moment and she changed it. She got that silly, stupid thing off of there.
Yeah, she'd be like a no-brainer real quick type of thing. I'm surprised.
Not to oversell it, but at least five people I talked to, every person I talked to was the same thing. I mean, take that stupid pool cleaner off there.
Right. Yeah.
And no one could master the Achilles heel of the whole freaking thing the whole time.
Well, first off, an apology from behalf of Local Splash on that one, because I even remember speaking with you on that. The very first thing, actually, our first call was talking about that, and then I remember you reaching back. We reached back out to one another again to make sure we have the right person to go ahead and take that off. I'm actually looking at notes saying to do so, and obviously they didn't do it.
I remember I had a guy with a language barrier, and I was like, I'm sorry, guy, I need to talk to someone else about this, because no offense to him. I mean, my lord.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, if you're not feeling comfortable with it, you know, we can always talk to a different representative so that way they can make sure that they have the communication strong and do what you need them to do. I get that. Here, I'm going to do this just to randomly pick a key word here, like hot tub draining, just to see, because why aren't you getting...
because the one that I got late last night that I'm waiting to hear back from to see if she confirms, she says requires hot tub maintenance was what she commented.
Okay.
So that's, that would could have been questionable right there. Like, I don't do maintenance per se.
Yeah,
like
we don't have maintenance on here. Yeah.
Well, maintenance is a big word for hot tubs, because that could mean weekly visits of balancing the water. That could mean a repair needs to be done. No, it's a cleaning service.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have spa cleaning, hot tub cleaning services, swimming spa cleaning services, swim spa, tub sanitizing. Spa. Yeah. So, and when I type the random thing in here, just letting you know, you're literally number two that pops up on the map. That's like incredible. So that's kind of odd to, here, let me put something else. Let me just put in like hot tub cleaning just in case too.
Cause I know when I Google it myself or my wife or someone, it shows up tub busters on everything, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you're literally top spots, man. I mean, every single time I'm putting something new in here, nearly top two, top three. Which is incredible, by the way, because your competition is pretty harsh, you know what I mean? So you're doing it amazing. You have great reviews. You have five.
Yeah, but I don't have many of them. It's been pretty hard. It's with this little bit of business that we've had, it's really been challenging to try and give, hey, a customer a discount to say, you know, I'll sweeten this up for you, make it cheaper if you'd be kind enough to give us a good review since you're so happy. But they're all older than dirt out here, John. They don't know how to operate a newspaper.
Right, so, right.
And I'm only a decade above that, so shit.
All right, well, hey, jokes aside on here, you know, just to always direct them to your website, right? So that way they can go ahead and leave the review right from there. It's nice and easy. You know, they'll click on that Google icon. And you can just do it with them, you know? That's what I would do. I mean, for my business, when I have them sign on or everything, I have an email. I mean, this we don't provide, but just kind of give you a, you know, some kind of side thing here. But I have an automatic email that says, hey, thank you for your, you know, utilizing our services. If you are happy, click here to leave a review. You're not pressuring them or anything like that. You're not coming off too harsh and, you know, kill the bird with one stone. It makes it nice and easy. They just have to click it, enter whatever they want to say about your company, about their service. And bam, done. You know what I mean? So that's another way too.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I mean, yeah. I do have a company Gmail, mm-hmm. so yeah, it's a good idea.
Yes, sir. I'm just giving you friendly stuff out here. You know, we're here for your success on this. But yeah, I mean, as of right now, what I'm seeing on our end, I thought there might be something. Maybe you're not showing up there or something, but you are. You're literally like number two, number three spot. So they won't even have to click on more businesses. They literally see you right there. Let me do this because after that part comes to say, okay, maybe our team needs to speak with you guys. I could set that appointment up for on the 11th. You said she comes back?
Oh, yeah, she's going to be jet-lagged, and our lovely, cutest little 5-year-old granddaughter's coming back, so it's going to be challenging.
Okay, so let's set it for the 12th, you know, and maybe they might be able to help you out with a few things, too. Just say, hey, listen, I'm not getting the results here. I am seeing myself on the first page, but the end of the game is to get the results of quality jobs to turn into repeat customers and stuff from there, right? So
right.
I'm going to leave the notes in here.
Let's do it for the 11th, John, because if for any reason she says we need to cancel,
okay,
then I don't want to get penalized for a whole nother month and might not even get one call. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Okay. And I'm going to put a little extra note in here just in case if I can help out. I can't promise anything on this one. You know me. I'm not going to say something I can't promise, you know, or make a promise I can't keep. So, but I'm going to try to see if we can push something out and give you a little extra time as well, too, see if we can get some better results as well. Of course, not with charging or anything like that on there. So I'm going to put the note in here. I don't know if that's going to get approved, but I'm just giving you a heads up on that part, okay? But
yeah,
I think
no,
it's worthy.
I appreciate that. You never, yeah. If you don't ask a question, you don't know if it's ever going to be yes or no. So
Right.
Ask them. But yeah, if you put that note in there, that would be great, and that would save me from telling you, hey, you need to put a note in there.
Yes, sir, of course. I mean, it's only rightfully so. I mean, you've been very patient with us as well, too.
To cancel and start over again. I've had multiple calls from, I don't know the name off the top of the head. I know his name, but I don't know the company he's with off the top of my head. But they've already been reaching out to me saying, are you happy with Local Splash? And luckily, every time he's called me, I've been on a job or helping, doing something else to where I can't talk to you right now about this. I'm not at the office. So, I mean, there's other people out there, but I'd like to stick with what I know will work, hopefully soon. Then start the whole freaking process over again. That's going to make me go a touch grayer, man.
Yeah, and it's just odd to me because one, I mean, if you weren't on the first page for one in general, then I'm like, okay, we need to rock and roll. Like, what are we doing? What are we slacking on? But as you see it, like, I'm literally looking incognito mode right now, and you're in literally top three spots every time. So for all those keywords, so maybe there is something else that we can kind of focus heavily into. But we definitely need to have the conversation with you and your wife so that way we can all on the same board here and see if we can push something out a little bit further out for the payment so that way you're not paying right off the bat and saying, hey, I got to make a decision on this. We can, you know, get to work on a few other things here as well. All right.
Give us a chance a grace period to think of brainstorm and, you know, not get penalized and be like, oh, well, after a half-hour conversation, you're shit out of luck. There's nothing we can do, but now you're committed to another month.
Yeah, and I don't want you to think that either. You know, again, we don't want you just stuck in with us because you give us money. Like, we want to make sure you're choosing us because we're doing our job. And just to be crystal clear, too, any other company out there right now, if they're trying to tell you they can do better results on something, just know that literally you're number top three spots on Google. I mean, I don't see anything else that anyone could really do differently on this to do anything further from that point. So we're really at the top spot here. We just need to fine tune little things to making sure that you're getting the calls that you need. So you're visible, you're there, you're in front of customers. Now let's get them a call. So I'm requesting everything in here right now and expect them to give you a call on the 11th. And then is there a time frame that you have specific? I can notate that. I can't promise anything, but at least they'll call you on the 11th. I'm going to try to see if we can get an exact time if we can, too.
Let's try between 10 and 1.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I probably picked the worst times because she's not here, but, I mean, at least that gives a buffer.
Okay.
I can tell her when I speak to her next. So, let me ask you this, John.
Yeah.
I know there's other outfits out there. You keep going back to, I'm in the top three. Sometimes I'm in top two. Sometimes I'm in top one. Or the
yeah.
top, the poll, depending
yeah.
on what you actually search.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have the capabilities of, like, boosting people, or, like, shooting random? I mean, do you guys have customers? I mean, do you solicit, I guess is the word?
No. The only other
I mean,
option.
Where do you guys kind of cap out at is kind of what I'm asking.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, when it comes to everything that's on here, that's what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm at the point of my knowledge. The next part is definitely you gotta talk with our technician team. That way they can say, okay, you got a lot of hits from these keywords, not these. It's like heavily focused a little bit further into this specific area that we know is popping off right now. Or, you know what I mean? Like kind of going more into details. I don't have that stuff. I know about everything, but I'm not gonna feed you false information where I don't know too much about, you know? So I'd rather them give you specifics to say, okay guys, like we did everything here and there's nothing else, or which is highly unlikely, but, or hey, we did a lot, we got you here, but this is the next thing we can do. Or hey, this is something else we could change up for the website or what from there. I don't know. I just know that the game plan is in their hands at that point from here on. Cause if there was something else like, oh, I'm not showing up there. I'm like, okay, I know exactly who to talk to you on this one. Let's you know, push the ball on this. Let's really expedite everything a little more quicker on my end. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know what to do from there. Now it's
right.
to that point where it's like, this is leave it to the professionals at this point. I'm not a professional on that part. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got you. I completely understand. Yeah. And the Google thing, I'm wondering if I mean, I could be in, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, and I Google hot tub cleaning. I won't come up there, correct?
Yeah, only within your service radius. That I don't remember. I have to look back when we did here for you. But far
that's
as your
something we need to make a note of to confirm
yeah.
what my service area radius is, because if that be the glitch, possibly.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud because, you know, you say I'm kind of topped out with being in the top one and three.
Okay.
I'm pretending to understand that I know what I'm talking
about.
No,
you're right. That's a really good point.
If someone 20 miles or 30 miles from me is Googling it and I'm not coming up, then there's an issue. And I know Donna actually updated that once. I don't know if it was through Local Splash or our Google Ads, which has been costing an arm and a leg and not getting anywhere. So this is why we really need to revamp. I mean, we're spending quadruple of what we're making. It's not the best way to start business.
Wait, hold up. You guys are doing Google Ads on your own right now?
I believe that's what it is. Hold on, bear with me. It was, we do have, she set us up for Google. Yes.
Okay. That's hands down right there. So, let me check something just in case. I'm going to put this in right now. I think I may have.
I don't know if you're making me excited or scaring the shit out of me right now, John.
Well, it could be a good thing. I may have found the glitch or something, maybe. Possibly. And two, we need to, here, let me finish this note real quick. I hope you don't mind. Give me 2 seconds. Let me make sure.
Go ahead. I'm making notes too.
Okay. Okay. Boom. All right. Now, let me take a look at this. So, a lot of people, when they have different things, when they're doing, let's say, Google Ads, and then they're doing our service with the local map section, it's supposed to help conjuncture with one another, right? But if we have, for any odd reason, there's like a double Google business profile, that can be taking things away from you. But you are showing number one there, so let me take a look. And two, do you know the budget that you guys are at right now for the Google Ads in general?
It varies depending on clicks. And I know we're getting clicks because I'm getting charged through the tips.
Okay. The reason I ask is because we bundle that service so that way you can save money. So that way you're not paying two different things and trying to check on one thing, check on the other, spending more money, not knowing your budget. We put 300 of those dollars into your ad spend already for you for Google Ads. I don't know how much you're spending exactly, but I'll just put it out there. Putting the promotional rate for the other package and bundling together, it's $449 month to month, okay? There's no setup fee or anything like that. You're already set up. 300 of those dollars goes into your Google Ads, and it's still including your local map section, Yelp, Bing, and everything else as well, too. That way you're saving money. You have a team that's going with in conjunction with all of the stuff that you're doing with Google. Now we are now having, check stats on this, check stats on that. That's confusing as anything, too.
Right.
So I'm looking right now just to be sure that there is no duplicate, so that's good. And here's the other part. Let me see. How many clicks do you see? Can you check right now to see the type of response you're getting from the Google Ads at the moment?
She sent me a fucking picture here. Let's excuse my language.
No, you're good. You're good.
Let's see. It doesn't have date. Oh, yeah, it does. From July 1st.
Okay.
June 20th. I see this. May, I spent $129 on the first, and then May 25th. I spent another $200 apparently, and on the 1st of June, $35. I'm rounding up on the cents.
Okay, stop right there. So 1 month, you're estimating here like $350. I'm gonna lowball it. $320, right? And that's just for that Google ad, correct?
I guess so, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, so now just to put it in layman's terms here. Now, we're also doing $249 for your package. So that means you're spending $569 a month just from those two things separately. When you can actually save it at $449 month to month, okay? You follow me so far? So if I deduct that, you're saving $120 a month. And you're getting more value for it because we invest 300 of those dollars into the ad spend for you.
All right. I wonder what they're investing in it.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. How much are you really getting from those ads and how is it working? Obviously, nothing is working as much as it could because you're having two different things happen at once. And if you have it as one, saving money, but also making sure that, hey, you got the team that knows exactly what's going on for both things, like for your Google Ads and the local map section. Right now, I'm going to put it like plain layman's terms here, so I hope you don't mind. I'm just straightforward. We're kicking butt with the local map section. Like, that's hands down. But far as you getting some more calls and things, we got to be on the same page with everything here. And Google Ads is high returns. Like, if you, for example, Google Ads mixed with the local map section of your local ads, things like that we're doing, should be giving you, every dollar you spend should be giving you $11 in revenue. That's how the stats are coming from. I'm getting this from Google's chief economist. So that's what you should be getting in return right now.
No, I'm with you. I think we're on some sort of page here. So, yeah. All right, John, make notes in that because I've got to make another call here, but you know what? Mm-hmm. I've made notes for $449. I could combine both and
correct.
You guys would put $300 into Google Ads by itself. And
yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, being in the top one through three, those
yep.
ads should pop up to a lot of people, correct?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Now on that same note, I really want you to make a note of my service areas, because if that's an issue, then there's no point throwing ads in Cleveland.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or nowhere. You know what I mean?
I follow you. All right. I know you guys take a call and things like that. I put notes up in here already. Send it to the right people. And then also, if you're not talking to me and you're talking to someone else on the package, I left a note here for the $449 package to approve for the 50% discount rate to get that pricing. Okay? So you're not paying the normal rate whatsoever. As I mentioned in the very beginning of our first time we had a conversation. All right? I keep to my promises, sir.
I appreciate that. And you're also putting the note in there of a possible extension just in case, because we're trying to save business with you guys.
1,000%. Yes, sir. I already have that in here.
You're the man, John, and I'll try not to bother you, but as long as I get someone with a good English-speaking voice and they can help, and with the notes I took, I think we're in good shape.
Okay. And now that I'm seeing everything here, too, it kind of makes sense to me now. So when it comes to the package, if you don't feel comfortable with someone else on that one to work with you on there, let me know. I will contact you, and we'll get that going, okay? I'll make sure you get the right person as well.
Yeah, you're my go-to man if I have any real major questions or concerns. But, again, you've helped me out, so I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Most welcome. All right, man. James, you take care. I'll talk, or either I or I'll have a representative reach out to you on the 11th, and we'll rock and roll from there, okay?
Perfect, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye now.